VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with Saudi Arabia's King Salman and met twice with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on Tuesday to talk about the missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi was last seen 2 weeks ago entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. There have been persistent reports that he was murdered inside the consulate. United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet is urging Saudi Arabia and Turkey to reveal everything they know about the case. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's office in Geneva.
Bachelet is urging both Saudi Arabia and Turkey to conduct a prompt, thorough and transparent investigation into Khashoggi's disappearance. Bachelet says she wants the diplomatic immunity that was bestowed by the 1963 Vienna Convention to be waived for all Saudi officials. The commissioner's spokesman, Rupert Colville, tells VOA that Bachelet wants to make sure a full, unimpeded forensic investigation can go forward.
The U.S. State Department said Secretary Pompeo made it clear to the Saudis during his meeting that learning what happened to Jamal Khashoggi is the primary reason President Trump sent him to Saudi Arabia, and that the matter is of great interest to the president. Negotiators from North and South Korea, along with a U.S.-led United Nations command, met on Tuesday to talk about demilitarizing a section of the heavily fortified border that separates the two countries. China is defending its mass internment of Muslim ethnic minorities, saying it is preventing terrorism by helping them improve their job skills, among other things. A senior Chinese official made that argument in a report released Tuesday, which is the latest action in a broad campaign to defend China's internment of ethnic minorities. This is VOA News. The Nigerian government says a second female aid worker kidnapped earlier this year by an extremist Islamic group has been murdered. The women were kidnapped by militants with the Islamic State West Africa Province, a breakaway faction of the Islamic State-affiliated group Boko Haram. New research suggests obesity surgery may dramatically lower the danger of heart attacks and strokes in people with diabetes. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The study tracked about 20,000 severely obese patients with type 2 diabetes. Those who had weight loss surgery had a 40% lower chance of developing a heart attack or stroke in the 5 years following the surgery compared to those who got usual care with diabetes medicine or insulin. For every 1,000 patients in the study who had surgery, there were roughly 20 heart attacks or strokes. Compare that to 40 such events for 1,000 who got regular care. Other research has shown obesity surgery can reverse and even prevent diabetes.
The United States imposed sanctions Tuesday on a network of businesses that officials believe support an Iranian paramilitary force that trains and deploys child soldiers to fight with Iran's powerful Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the network is composed of at least 20 businesses. It's known as the Basij Cooperative Foundation. Mnuchin said it creates shell companies to hide its ownership and control of multi-billion-dollar entities that are, he said, deeply entrenched in Iran's automotive, mining, metals, and banking industries. Major U.S. stock markets made strong gains Tuesday as strong earnings reports encouraged investors. At the close of trading, the Dow and the S&P 500 advanced more than 2%. The Nasdaq, which is home to many tech stocks, rose nearly 3%. On Twitter Tuesday, President Trump called a porn performer that he allegedly had sex with in 2006 horseface. Trump has repeatedly denied the accusation. He insulted the actress one day after a federal judge dismissed her defamation lawsuit against him. The woman's attorney replied on Twitter a short while later, writing that tens of millions of Americans are tired of your attacks on women, especially the ones who you have had sex with while cheating on your wives. Trump's then-personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, paid the woman $130,000 in exchange for her silence about the alleged affair in the days before the 2016 U.S. presidential election. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.